Coming up, it's Lightning Fill in the Blank, but first it's the game where you have to listen for the rhyme. If you'd like to play on air, call or leave a message at 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. You can click the Contact Us link on our website, waitwait.npr.org. There you can find out about attending our weekly live shows. Here at the Chase Bank Auditorium in Chicago, you can check out the latest How to Do Everything podcast from our producers this week, How to Make a Winter Wonderland with Only Disposable Diapers and a Bowl of Water. Hi, you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi, this is Pat Bilkey.
Where are you calling from, Pat?
I'm calling from Sheboygan Falls.
Sheboygan Falls, Wisconsin.
You know Sheboygan Falls?
When I was a kid, Sheboygan, Wisconsin was almost like a mythical place. What do you do there in Sheboygan Falls, I should say?
I have my own business.
Yeah?
It's called Possibilities.
Oh.
Where I offer possibilities of health and wealth to people.
Good for you.
Possibilities of health and wealth?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Just a possibility.
Yeah. Could happen. You never know.
It could happen, yeah.
No guarantees.
No. Really. But you'd be a fool not to make the investment.
I know.
Exactly.
Pat, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Carl Castle is going to read you three news-related limericks with the last word or phrase missing from each. If you can fill in that last word or phrase correctly, and two of the limericks will be a big winner. Ready to go?
Ready to go.
Here's your first limerick.
Mm-hmm.
I can't be seen drinking in here, and some pictures might hurt my career. So when cameras flash, my drink makes them crash. I am saved by my bottle of...
beer.
Right. Very good, Pat. Tired of waking up to find embarrassing drunk photos of yourself on Facebook? Time to stop drinking so much. Just kidding. No. Instead, you want to stop the photos with a Norte photo blocker. This is an electronic beer cozy. Looks like it's just keeping your beer cold, but what it really is it's deflecting photos. If you put it down on a nearby surface next to you, it will detect camera flashes and will fire flashes back, ruining the photos. This is true. Save you from that. Apparently, it does not serve as a he'll do for tonight blocker. Am I right, guys? You know what I mean about that? Very good. Here is your next limerick.
I'll watch toy-making elves a bit tighter. Plath and Kafka won't make Christmas brighter. I'll have to recall this strange line of dolls. What kid wants to play with a...
lighter.
No, not a lighter. That is true. You don't want to, a kid would not want to play with a lighter, or they might.
Well, they would.
But there's some clues inside the limerick as well as the rhymes. You got the rhyme right, but here, listen for the clues. Here we go again.
I'll watch toy-making elves a bit tighter. Plath and Kafka won't make Christmas brighter. I'll have to recall this strange line of dolls. What kid wants to play with a...
Wow.
Mm. Plath and Kafka are examples.
Not getting that one.
You don't think so?
Mm-mm.
It's writer. Writer
it's
is the writer. Answer. Writer.
Oh,
so if you
God.
Want to get your child a doll this holiday season, but you'd prefer to avoid Barbies or Bratz's or Hasbro's new Tiny Trollop line, consider...
oh, my God.
Consider Etsy's unique doll designs. These are homemade dolls. You can buy your literary kid a little Joyce Carol Oates doll, a Judy Blume. She's adorable. You should steer clear of the Sylvia Plath doll, though. She's great at first. Just keep her away from the Easy Bake Oven. You don't want that.
Oh, boy.
Is it too soon?
She's not upset about it. Is it too soon?
All right. Now, this is fun. You still have one more chance. If you get this one right, you'll still win.
Okay.
Here's your last limerick.
That low crack when I sing is my choice, but my ENT doesn't rejoice. I end phrases real low where my chords shouldn't go. I'm so cool that I'm hurting my...
voice.
Yes, voice. Very good. There is a hip new trend among teenage girls. It's speech impediments. Namely, vocal fry is what it is called. It was considered a speech disorder until Kesha and Britney Spears popularized it in their music. Basically what it is, it's a kind of a creaky vibration that happens when you try to go lower than your natural voice. It's sort of, you go like this and you get vocal fry. So you can get a sense of what they're actually talking about. I actually, in preparation, I secretly recorded my own teenage daughter just this morning. Here's an example of what vocal fry sounds like.
God, I love you.
We got it together, didn't we? We definitely got our family.
I absolutely didn't understand where my daughter got that funk band, but they could keep a beat. It was all right.
I think your daughter's really good.
Yeah, I think she's great. I think she has a career.
Yeah.
Carl, how did Pat do in our quiz?
Pat, you did well enough. You had two correct answers, so you win our prize.
Well done.
Wonderful. Wonderful. Thank you.
Thank you so much for playing.
Thank you.
Take care.